A. The Great Salt Lake. The Great Salt Lake, a large U.S. lake known for its high salt content, could disappear within 5 years, scientists warn. Normally, the lake undergoes some evaporation during summer, but it recovers after being fed by melting snow from nearby mountains. Dramatic population growth in the surrounding area, however, means more water is being diverted away from the rivers that carry the snowmelt to the lake and directed instead toward businesses, residences, and farmland. Rising temperatures due to climate change exacerbate the problem, as the increased heat means more mountain snow turns directly into water vapor rather than melting. Scientists are worried about the lake's diminishing water level. For one, the salt content is becoming too concentrated for the lake to support local insects and prey animals. This then endangers the millions of birds that feed on them. Perhaps the greatest concern, however, is that the lake bed contains toxic metals left over from past mining activity. Without water covering the lake bed, dust containing these metals could become airborne and put local residents at risk of respiratory diseases and cancers. According to scientists, drastically reducing local water consumption is vital to avoiding a catastrophe.
Questions. Number 11. According to the speaker, what is one problem facing the Great Salt Lake? Number 12. What is one concern that scientists have with regard to the lake? B. Internally displaced persons. In recent years, the global refugee crisis has gained international attention as millions of people displaced by famine, conflict, and government persecution have sought shelter in foreign countries. Less well known, however, are internally displaced persons, or IDPs. These are also people who have been forced to flee their homes, but they are distinguished from refugees by the fact that they have not crossed an international border. People are often in this situation because their escape has been cut off in a war zone, or they lack the financial means to transport themselves across an international boundary. Unfortunately, they are particularly vulnerable because treaties designed to ensure the well-being of refugees do not apply to those who are unable to escape their home nation. While some countries have enacted laws to ensure the rights of IDPs, these laws are often ineffective in cases where such people are persecuted by their own governments. When this happens, or during outbreaks of serious violence, it can be exceedingly difficult to provide them with urgently needed assistance. IDPs often flee to isolated areas or attempt to conceal themselves, making it nearly impossible for aid workers to locate them. According to experts, much greater international cooperation is needed to tackle the IDP issue.
Questions. Number 13. What is one reason that people become IDPs? Number 14. Why can it be difficult to help IDPs?